Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm going to call the workshop meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, August 23rd, 2021, to order at 6:30 p.m. Kathy, if you do a roll call, please.
Carl Collins.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devin Tamoni.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we have everyone present. Mr. Manny, if you'll lead us in an opening prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day that you bless us with. I want to take this time to thank you for our citizens that live in this town that make it such a great place to live. I want to thank you for our workers that work for us and everything that they do. We just thank you for the safety that you provide for them as they're going about their day. I ask that you be with us during this meeting. I ask that you lead and guide our discussion, and that the things that we do be pleasing and honorable unto you. And it's in your name that we pray.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you all. First item on the agenda is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, interested person in and around the town of Coburn. That's that when you step forward that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one step forward, I'm going to close public expression. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It could be amended by majority vote. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the agenda as presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an agenda. Thank you. First item on that agenda is reports. Mr. Williams, town manager.
A couple of things. We've had the advertisements in the paper for the upcoming project we had going on. That's for the bond hearing. And we're going to have the special call meeting the night of 11th, 13th, prior to our regular council meeting. Let's
see. And that's going to be for?
It's for the engineers for the bond hearing for the Carter Brothers. Also today, I spoke with a gentleman from DEMME, DEMME. There's a road up on Meadow Street and Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
There's some reports that they received of possible underground mining in a house that's at the very end of it. You get to the end of the road and take out a 45 and 12 in that area. And, what they're requesting that we would have to sign a consent of right-of-way of entry, and I'm going to have to go take a look at this, but this is what he gave me to sign. That pretty much just lets us be aware that they're going in and they're not infringing on anything that we don't know about. If they do find any sinkholes, air pockets, they plan on filling it with, it says, like a concrete substance.
So the mine is already there?
They suspect it. They don't know if it's there for sure. That's the reason they'll go in and drill. And if they hit the air pockets, they'll back it out and fill it up, and then they'll start going down until they don't hit the pockets anymore. But the machine they use, they can't get up between the other houses where this is behind.
And that's on the left going up or on the...
It's up on Henderson.
On Henderson.
Yeah, on Henderson. Yeah, that's up
there. Yeah.
Between Henderson and Prospect?
No, Henderson.
Not Prospect. What's that, Alfred?
Well, no. It is.
Yeah, it might go in that direction.
It may if there's anything up over baseball they're looking at right now. If you go up Henderson, go straight to the end, you got that lady that lives on the right, the very last house.
Mm-hmm.
If they stop in that little turnabout, and about a 45-degree angle toward those houses, is where they're going to start the drilling at, on the left.
And who's doing this?
DEMME.
Okay.
It's the state mining, right?
He said if it was a state highway, he wouldn't have any concern, but he thought this was the right and proper thing to do is to have us sign this in case if something happens, whatever, you know, they'll fix it.
Will, have you had a chance to review that thoroughly?
I'm not, but I'm going to tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got it like maybe about 3:30, I guess, quarter four. We started on the wall.
I looked at it.
It's just the first run. They still got to do some straightening, but that will occur once we start going a little bit higher on it. I do request a closed session in reference to personnel. I think everything that I currently have is for that period.
Did we get the Christmas stuff ordered?
Yes. I thought we talked about that last time. I don't remember.
We authorized you to order it.
Okay.
Yeah, you just, we gave you authorization.
Right now, they're looking at end of October, we should get them.
Did you order garland as well, or was this just the wreaths?
This is just the lights.
Wreaths?
Wreaths. It's got a wreath with three candles in the middle. It's going to be white, LEDs, the bright white. And the three candles will have the dimmer, kind of a yellow looking color of flame. Hmm. And the other one is a star. Lit up LEDs, so planning on staggering.
Do you remember the cost?
I would say about 1,700, 1,800. The other one was 24,000. I remember my password, but I can tell you, I tried to find it all the time, but I don't remember it now.
You scheduled a meeting, and I didn't write it down for the special needs part.
30th?
30th at 5 o'clock.
30th at 5?
What about the boundary adjustment meeting? Has that been done? Anything?
No.
I'm not on that one.
We do need to go ahead and get that started.
Been here 7 years, been asking for something like this for a long time. The trash truck, I'm assuming, has been leased, and they agreed, and they've got it, and all's well.
Yes.
So did we stick with what we voted on, correct?
We made one change into it, and it clarifies if there's any major issues that's not neglect on their end of it, i.e. the engine blows, they didn't change oil type thing. Everything else will be covered as long as they aren't found fault by them.
Mm-hmm.
And you were good with that, Will?
Yes.
Have we had a lot of people coming in to keep their name out of the paper?
We've had a few come in, tell you.
That's good.
They got till the 14th.
And the paper said 15.
15.
I think it's like close of business on the 15th.
I know last time we did the budget adjustment for the COVID money, the CARES Act money. And the question was about the, Devante asked about our pay scales paper. Has that been updated? And...
What about that?
I did do it, man. I didn't do it.
Because that needs to be fixed so that we can vote on it.
I don't have it, definitely.
See, I take notes. I know.
I'm glad you keep up yours, Cavada.
I go through this binder and see what I need. Did Marcus sign the free softball agreement?
I contacted him between the school and his bus route and stuff. He's working on trying to get us together.
Is it just a signature?
Yeah.
You want to bring it to me? I'll have him sign it.
We don't have to notarize it, do we?
No, there, I think there's a place for it to notarize, but I mean, it's not required.
So through a notary at the school?
Me.
You're a notary? Well, that's good to know. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm glad you don't know now.
Oh my gosh, you're in trouble now.
So if you wanted us to bring it, when he does his bus run, I'll have him sign it. I'm going to give it back to you.
That's all my questions that I can remember.
Okay, any other questions for Mr. Williams? Gee. Okay, next item on the agenda is Public Works, Mr. Livingston. Glad to see you back.
Yeah, me too. Good evening.
Good evening.
That's what I got from y'all tonight, is that we got all the stuff put up, swimming pool, and most of it's winterized. The only thing we got to do is go put some antifreeze and stuff in there for everything's quick, so it won't freeze.
Did you turn the social machine off yet?
Well, I went up this morning right there and it quit running on me, but it wasn't running, so I had to restart it. We repaired a 6-inch leak on Timber Hill. We repaired a leak on Mosswood Lane. We repaired a leak on Trent Street. And we got all the, we got the rocking chair repaired out here. I guess y'all seen that. And that's all I got for tonight, light today. But I was going to ask though, I was going to get with Jimmy right there and see if we could hire a couple of part-time workers. We really need some bad.
You have two, you've got two openings, don't you?
One.
One?
Or one or whatever, you know.
Whatever.
Meter reader.
Well, Dave, when I was in the hospital, Dave stepped up a little bit for me and helped me out. You know, he tried to read them, but he did a really good job of reading. And then I finished him up for him. So he did really good. I got to give him credit on that.
And since we're on that subject about water meters, I would like to be able to purchase a four-wheel drive, whether it be a Jeep, a Explorer, whatever, as long as it's in good shape, and have the software transferred from this truck to that vehicle. And then we can designate somebody or hire somebody to come in
to
3 days during the month, whatever, and just do the readings. And so far, what I found on some of the auction sites is roughly $5,000 to $8,000.
Where are we at with a grant for the, speaking of police department, there he comes. Where are we at with grants for vehicles?
We haven't done anything yet.
Can we look into that? Can
Scott,
we try not to find those?
Maybe you know something that Jimmy's not aware of. Where are we at with grants for vehicles?
Well, that was, I need a resolution from town council tonight.
Can't do it, it's not voting meeting.
Shoot.
Sorry. We can look at it.
Remind me, Scott, and I'll do it this coming week and we'll have it ready for next time.
Well, I'm going to say that It's getting time sensitive. I have to make some calls tomorrow to see what I want to say. It was either August or September.
This is August.
I know. And, but I'm wanting to say that, I want to say September, Ron. I'll double check that tomorrow.
How much are you applying for?
$50,000.
Which would take care of what, one vehicle?
Well, yeah, for one, maybe partial of another.
So it'd take care of one vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. So you're going to replace one of your vehicles, right?
I want to replace two.
But you're definitely going to replace one of them?
Yeah.
Okay, the one that you replaced, that's a four-wheel drive, correct?
Yes.
Why don't we just do the same thing we did with the,
White car.
The white car, and just take that police vehicle and put into Public Works, and then that way you've got a four-wheel drive, we don't have to buy one. Okay.
Well, those are horrible. Shouldn't be any.
Shouldn't say any difference.
They do good, so.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Questions for Mr. Livingston?
You could maybe, if you put a collection box for your slush puppy machine, talk to the slush puppy guy and see if he would move it when we're not using it instead of it just sitting up there. But you guys would be responsible for filling it, base, and your syrups. So you guys would have to put a box out for donations to keep that running and see if he would move it, if your town manager would want you to move it. And then Jeff could run over there and use it too.
Put it where?
In the workshop.
They're just now losing weight.
Well, let me just tell you, there's been.
Jeff had to go to Kingsport to lose weight.
Yeah, really.
But now let me just tell you.
It looks like you lost a couple of pounds.
They've been working that slush puppy machine every day when they went up there and checked the chemicals. So that would be one thought.
Could you?
I'll check on that right there.
Now hold on. Instead of putting it where we're in the shop where we can't go to,
that's right.
How about putting it somewhere that we can go to so that we've all got accessibility to it?
Where would that be?
Where's that?
I have one.
Right here.
The only thing about putting it down here is when it's rented out, you'll have people wanting to help themselves.
That's when we put a cover over it.
You've got to keep it on.
Put it up here.
Yeah, put
now
it
you
here.
Could put it right here.
I'll find a good spot.
But that was just a thought. And the base and the syrups are not cheap.
Right.
Now, those are very expensive. Yeah. I remember that because I used to have one in one of my convenience stores.
And they want us to use their cups.
Well, if they don't, I won't hurt them.
We have all kinds of smalls. Just tell them you're using the ones from the pool.
Okay.
So if you wanted to do that, if you guys, I thought that would be something that you guys could work on, but remember that you have to pay for them.
Right. To be like a coffee mess, you just don't make so much a month.
Yeah.
I went in on that pool.
You want
to? I just want to be able to get to it.
Oh, you can get to it.
Okay. Okay, couple of questions, Chip. I gave you the new decorations for the stage today,
mm-hmm.
and those banners and everything. When do you anticipate being able to get those up?
Either tomorrow or Wednesday.
Okay, we've got a little bit of time. And we need to go back and do the same thing we've always done. We need to clean this front out here, the stage, pressure wash. I noticed the other day when we were taking some supplies over to the rally shack that we've got weeds growing up through there again. They can get in there and get those things taken care of. I know the ladies over there would appreciate.
That's why he says he needs that other part-time position filled.
We had it filled and the gentleman decided he didn't want to work.
That happens a lot, doesn't it? Yeah. Did it take him 15 minutes or did you beat my record?
Oh, he didn't come in. He didn't come back.
Oh, man, you beat my record. Did he work first day?
Technically did.
He worked about half a day.
Oh man, I've still got you beat. My record's 15 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, where are we at on the rally shack being ready to go, water and everything?
Well, only thing we're gonna do is just go over and get the water and everything back on and make sure the hot water heater and everything working. Okay. So it should take long to get that going.
And the rally and the restrooms over there, when you turn those on, let's make sure that the valve that turns the water on and off, let's make sure it's secured where somebody can't go turn it off.
Right there, so they quit turning the valve and okay. Off the water off for the bathroom.
And the porta potties for the rally, have you got those lined up yet?
I just got to call them. Do you want them kept for the whole week?
Yeah, probably, because we got the rally. The paper rally's been changed from Thursday night to Tuesday night, and there's always a good crowd for that.
So is it before Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Well, I mean,
I do Tuesdays and Thursdays backwards.
Tuesdays does follow Wednesday every night.
Really? Let's see, what else for the rally shop?
I think I told them 8 porta potties and a handicap.
You got to have a handicap. That's
what I told them. Do you want anything over there on the other side?
And
the park?
No. No, they ain't come across as fine.
Now, we're going to set them at the other bathrooms going down.
Yeah, where we always set them, against the wall. Mm-hmm. And what about patching those potholes in the parking lot?
Okay.
Because there's some places you lose your car. And if you can also make sure that we've got cones in those drains. Keep people okay, keep dropping into them.
Okay.
Yeah. Chicken Man probably will be in here a week from Wednesday.
Okay.
He's always early.
Jimmy, if you could get the fire department to spray down the streets and the sidewalks and out here in the front, that would definitely relieve a lot from you. If the fire department would do that.
Well, I know when it starts raining again, we'll have Dave to run the sweepers and stuff.
But I still think that the fire department going down and hosing everything and cleaning it all really good would be better. They got a lot more pressure than they'd get on the sidewalks.
Yeah. It needs to be roads and sidewalks.
Yeah, everything.
Some of these roads you can't get unless the cars are running up with.
And preferably, I guess, Sunday night. I mean, they meet on Tuesdays. Tuesday
we've got the rally. We'll
have
a ton of people in here. Yeah, probably needs to happen before.
Yeah.
If they can do it then.
Okay.
We also, Jeff, need to get everything mowed downtown, all that grass that grows up between the sidewalks and everything. I'm trying to think what else.
And we need to, I think Braintree is going to be sitting right here. And we're going to run some 220 over so he can hook it up.
Okay.
So he's going to sit right here in this spot right here?
Yeah, right on the corner right here.
So
right,
we
right,
definitely...
Right across from Chicken Man, right in there where he sat last year.
Okay.
Yeah, if Charlie or whatever his name is doesn't get that spot, he's not a happy camper, so we need to make sure he gets that spot.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'm thinking of. I mean, you've done it so many times, you can do it backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Eyes closed.
Also, we're looking at getting another tent for the picnic area on this end. Right now we're looking at one that's 12 by 20, so
mm-hmm.
12 by 20.
Buying it or renting it?
Buying it.
As much as we use those things, we might as well buy them.
Say we bought
one. Mm-hmm. We still have it and everything for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Can we used to have a tent over there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it get demolished?
Well, yeah, it's more out and the legs and stuff is on it, and you can't,
okay.
Tops and stuff's about like these other ones, but we got the new ones on these over here.
Okay. And also, Jeff, if you can check the lights on the stage, make sure everything's working.
They look like they are when I go through town, and they're all on.
And we got somebody goes over there and turns those on. I don't know who.
If I see them,
we go. Put a lock on that breaker box and turn them off. Turn them on. Then, you know, just turn them back on. Because I say, they get in that breaker box and just hit the main.
Yeah.
Also, I've been talking with ODP, converting our streetlights to LED. Scott, if you can, have everybody drive and see if they find any streetlights out and location, let me know. The ones that's out, they won't charge us a fee. If they come in and replace the ones that are burning, then it's either $395 per light for 5 years, or it's $197 per light paying up front.
Well, they're currently charging us.
For usage?
Mm-hmm.
It's up there. I don't remember how much. And the problem is that all of our lights, we got three lights out here, just for say, we got three lights out here, we have three different accounts for those three lights, and we get three different bills.
Yeah, we've got a bill for every light in this town.
Right, but I'm gonna have it all organized and it'll be on one bill.
Okay. While you're doing that, Jimmy, and this goes back to something that Art talked about on a couple of different occasions, and I guess this is before you were in your position. He found in other towns that a lot of times over the years, these lights are getting, private individuals are asking for a light to be put up. And then somewhere along the line, it's becoming non-private, but it's coming over to the town itself. And so we need to go back in and make sure that, you know, we're not paying for lights that we're not using, but we're not responsible.
I think they've cut some out. I know one that got cut off. Yeah. So I don't know if it just burnt out or if it actually got cut off.
If it's not burning, it's still up, it's just burned out.
It's burned out then. But that would be the police patrols at nighttime if they see lights out in the middle of the field that's burning and there's nothing there.
So let me make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying that they're going to charge us either $395 per month per street light.
Yes.
If they change the lights out. Do we have to pay for new bulbs?
Never. Once that light's put up, we just like to figure out maintenance.
And we haven't done this yet? We need to do it, because I'll guarantee they're charging us $9 or $10 a light.
Gosh. $11 to $16 or something like that, for some of us.
I bet it's a no-brainer, guys. Change them out.
Oh, they'll change the light out, and the only charges that would be charged is that one-time convenience fee. And it's $197, what it was, or $395, $365.
For all the lights?
For 5 years, no. For each light they change.
Hold on now. The charge is $119 per light to change?
$197.
Do the math.
Well, there's a bunch.
Do the math per light.
I say if they're blown, I ain't saying nobody go out and do anything. Don't get me wrong. But if the light isn't burning, those are free.
Yeah, I know.
We can get those done right now.
What's the $197 and $395? I'm confused.
The $197, and I could be quoting that price wrong. I can't get my email to pop up. It's a what they call a convenience fee.
So $197 per light.
Right.
What's the $395?
That's up front, and we don't pay nothing per month for it. Other than not usage, you know.
Okay.
But if we go in the payment plan, it's $395 per light, and then all the cumulative will be paid over a 5 year period.
Whenever you get your email, I'll probably get in that for us for the next council meeting so we can look at it.
Okay. I just started this last week sometime. There's a gentleman that did over in Kentucky, and the town just did it over there. And he says the first year you probably won't see a big change or big difference in spending because of those convenience fees. But after 2 years, you're going to see a large difference in there.
And they still maintain all the lights?
Yes.
Like they do now?
Yep. And the problem we got now is a gentleman that's in our area, he drives through town, sees one dead, he replaces it, I quit. So.
The tree that we've cut down on Front Street, what's the plan for that?
We're gonna try to get something, pull a root out without turning the whole sidewalk up, you know, cause if you start pulling on anything, that's gonna bring.
Yeah, that's gonna be everything.
It's gonna bring everything up.
Okay.
You're gonna do that this winter and then replace it with another Bradford pear?
Yeah.
And we've quit spraying those things the way we were?
The tree that forgot by the town hall is dead now.
Yeah.
There's no spring to it, it's just.
It needs to come on out too.
Man, you talked about that, didn't you?
I was hoping to gain some life, like the trees right out here, they gain some life. They're starting to bloom and.
Even the flowers are starting to bloom again. Okay, additional questions, Mr. Williams? You get by easy in that.
Thank you.
Unless tree that spring lights on.
Okay, next item on the agenda is Lane Group, do we have anything additional from the Lane Group?
I have not.
Okay, any questions? Okay, moving right along, next item is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due in the amount of $1,500. I've also included a copy of the interim accounts payables, those total $32,585.48. August 9th, regular meeting minutes will be distributed with September 13th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, August the 20th was $292,273.43. We had $84,205.33 in outstanding checks, less our accounts payable due of $1,500, leaving a balance of $206,568.10. Since I prepared those reports, we had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $534.22, and today's deposit was $9,520.81, for a combined total cash availability of $216,623.13.
Say that one more time.
$216,623.13.
And that doesn't include the ready access account, does it?
In your report, you also found copies of the.
I didn't hear that amount. Would you tell me that amount one more time?
He's just pulling your leg. You're going to have to do it again.
Total cash availability report for the month of August current and the cash comparison report. We also received another deposit for the American Recovery account on August the 11th. That deposit was for $7,651.
Isn't it nice to have money in the bank?
I don't want to keep spending, but everybody wants something.
I know. We got to build back up. Questions for Mrs. Sharp?
What was the deposit refund for Eastman Credit Union?
That was a deposit that was on an account that hadn't been applied, so we applied it to pay it.
I Any additional questions? I think you're going to get by easy than that. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Police Department, Chief Brooks.
I don't have anything new, just other than the USDA grant.
Questions for Chief Brooks?
Two things. I appreciate the work you all did on the recent drug things.
Yeah, I'm not going to press release on that yet because it's still under investigation and we're trying to get more information. I don't want to put that to 100%. So.
And the second thing, this may apply to Jimmy. I don't know. I saw on the news a couple of weeks ago that a lot of our Ford Explorers in our year frame that we've got police cars down here
recall
are under a big recall. Have we received any recalls on any of those vehicles?
I haven't got anything in the mail.
You would probably get it, wouldn't you?
Not yet.
2014 to 17 or 18. So that recovers.
Yeah.
Well, most of your vehicles.
Two 13s, and then I think the other two were 17s.
Okay. I don't have a clue what the recall is about.
All right, I'll look into that and see what's going on.
They recalled the roof rack.
Roof rack? Mm-hmm.
Roof rack.
No, something probably else.
Some safety recalls. It's like 9 recalls. Suspension, seats, steering, seats. Gasoline coolant. You probably just need to check it out.
Yeah, I'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, additional questions for Chief Brooks? You're getting by easy tonight, too. We may get out of here before midnight. Next item is Fire Department. Do we have anything from the Fire Department?
No.
Okay. Questions?
Did you ever hear from them, Will?
Uh-huh. I didn't know whether to pursue it or not.
Yeah, because that's going to look really bad.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think it does look bad. I don't.
Hey, if somebody doesn't want to give you information, there's something to hide.
Okay. I'll continue to pursue it.
Next item is your report, Mr. Sturgill.
Okay. First off, did the town of St. Paul end up executing the revised lease with us?
Yeah.
They did. Okay. Just want to make sure that was done. And then I also looked at this project that Jimmy gave me at the DMME while we were talking here. I think it's perfectly fine. I don't know what kind of time period they put on that as far as what I do.
He said this is all in the planning process right now, and it may be a few months down the road before they get started. They're just getting the paperwork and everything together.
So we can either put it on the agenda for next time or we go with the consensus. I was just trying to figure out a time period on that. I assume we are the actual record owner of that property.
The growers is ours.
Okay.
Town owns.
There's an alley up there, isn't there? I'd say it's probably an alley.
They're not entering on any private property.
No. They're just going to use Henderson to bring in that drilling equipment.
That's all the questions I had on that. It looks good.
Can I go ahead and get back with him tomorrow then?
Yeah, that's how I mean. I mean, that just gives them bottom line consent to enter. Gives them consent if they find a public health hazard in order to take care of it. It obligates them to make sure that they've got proper insurance to cover in case there's any injury on their part during that period. So. Straightforward.
Is everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a consensus.
That's all I got.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Sturgill? Okay, we have no new business. We have no old business. That's nice. We do have reason to go into closed session. So I'm going to make a motion that we enter into closed session pursuant to Virginia Code Section 2.2-3711A1 to discuss performance of town of Coburn personnel, and 2.2-3711A8 to consult with legal counsel pertaining to specific legal matters.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? All those in favor of entering into closed session, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're in closed session.